From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. During last night's State of the State address, Governor Jay Nixon called for an additional $150 million for K-12 schools. The additional dollars would be used to create smaller class sizes and more hands-on learning. In addition to school funding, he also challenged the GOP majority to consider raising the state's fuel tax and turn Interstate 70 into a toll road. Nixon cited fuel-efficient cars as the main reason why there is a need to raise money to repair the state's highways.
With more fuel-efficient vehicles, drivers are getting more miles out of each gallon of gas, so they end up paying less to fund our roads. As a result, money for our roads and bridges is drying up. On thousands of miles of state roads, from Lidberg in St. Louis to Rangeline in Joplin, we'll barely be able to patch potholes.
Missouri legislators heard testimony Wednesday both for and against legislation to cap the amount of revenue cities and towns in Missouri can earn from traffic fines. Former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch testified in favor of the bill yesterday at the state capitol.
We are not supposed to be in the business, law enforcement, of generating revenue for the cities. I think personally, municipal courts should be able to recover their costs, but they shouldn't be profit generators. It's not a business.
Under current law, local municipalities can receive up to 30% of their income from speeding tickets and other traffic citations. That would drop to 10% if the proposed measure becomes law. During last night's State of the State address, Governor Nixon once again asked for Medicaid expansion. Marshall Griffin reports.
For the third year in a row, Nixon called on lawmakers to expand Medicaid, saying that by not doing so, federal dollars meant for Missouri will continue to go to other states. GOP leaders remain vehemently opposed to expanding Medicaid, including House Speaker John Deal, who delivered the Republican response.
The answer is not to spend more money and declare mission accomplished. Unfortunately, these ideas often run contrary to the policy objectives of our governor, who once again is advocating for bigger government and using more of your hard-earned tax dollars on wasteful government programs.
Deal said the GOP's priorities include reforming the state's student transfer law to allow more choices for students in failing school districts, which will likely include allowing them to transfer to private schools.
All they want is an education that will give them a chance to fulfill their vast potential and live the American dream. That is why we must fix a system that is meant to prepare our children for future success. We must use all the tools we have as legislators to meet this obligation.
In addition to private school access, those tools would also include more charter schools and virtual schools in Missouri. And Deal says they'll continue to investigate Nixon's handling of the unrest in Ferguson. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The State Department of Economic Development shows the seasonally adjusted jobless rate dropped to 5.4% in December, its lowest rate since April 2008. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.